Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bobby Gerald is here with us.
Yeah, let's go.
I don't even know how to introduce Bobby Gerald, because Bobby Gerald is just a fixture here in Sacramento. He's obviously the son of the great Gary Gerald. He knows Sacramento Kings basketball history as good as anyone on the planet. And he is a draft guru. He is a vinyl specialist. And Bobby, we're happy you're here for the first time, man. I hate that it took 2+ years, man, but I'm happy you're here.
I'm glad to be here with you guys. How's everybody doing today?
We're good, man. Bobby Gerald, this is my guy, man. We've done the Macho Man Hulk Hogan handshake. I don't even know why we had to do it, Bobby. Bobby, why was I blocked? What'd I do?
Man, I would just leave it at this, just to say that I am a sensitive cat. And it was probably just me just being way too sensitive.
Well, you know I got love for you, Bobby. You know that.
That's
always.
It. Bobby, that's fine. I still have Kenny Block. It's like I'm not. See, you're a bigger man than me. You've unblocked him, and we're having this moment. I haven't unblocked him yet.
He won't unblock me.
No. Yeah. And the more you ask, the more I'm just like, no. I'm not going
to. South Sac's finest, man. I'm sure we crossed paths at some point, man. I didn't know you went to the K House. I mean, nobody's perfect, but, you know, I didn't know you went to the K House.
Yeah, Kennedy McClatchy rivalry is real in South Sacramento for sure. But I have a lot of friends from McClatchy, and wouldn't have traded growing up in South Sacramento for anything. Definitely, you get the best of all the different cultures, and ended up marrying a Japanese American woman, and you know, you just learn so much about everybody else. Is a melting pot there in South Sacramento. At least it was, you know, when I went to school at Kennedy. I'm sure it was the same thing for you, Kenny, over there at McClatchy.
Yeah, no, I love the thing that I always tell people that I love about McClatchy is you would have kids that lived in Lamb Park, you know, in these now million-dollar homes, and you would have kids that lived in Oak Park, and both of them would come. They'd literally come over the train tracks to come to McClatchy. And these people in Lamb Park would come to the, you know, out of their backyard into McClatchy. When we got in the hallways, nothing mattered. We all were just students together.
Right?
We all just were friends together. And that was the beautiful thing about that particular area in that school. It's like you get people from all different places. But when we were at school, man, we classmates. We friends. We have a good time, man. And I thought that was a great atmosphere.
Was the million-dollar house you lived in then more expensive than the one you live in now?
I'd never lived in a million-dollar house, and I don't now.
Bobby, let's talk Kings basketball. Bobby, I always joke. Few people have seen worse basketball than your dad.
Right.
I mean, because I can walk away. The G-Man cannot.
Poor G-Man.
He's got to sit there for every – and G-Man does not miss games. He'll come in there with, like, half of a voice, and he'll do a basketball game. So he's been through it all. You've been by his side for virtually all of it. How do you feel right now with the team playing the way that they are, Bobby?
It's great. I like this team, you know, and that's something I haven't always been able to say. I've always been a Kings fan because I've been so close to it. I worked for the team for a couple years, did some interning stuff, you know, while I was around the team in the early days. And, you know, it's just refreshing to see coaches that have attention to detail, that hold the players accountable, to me, that stuff goes a long way. You know, originally, I have to say, I was dead wrong about Mike Brown when they first started bringing him up. I was one of those people that was like, oh, not another Warriors retread. You know what I mean? I guess that held me back from really appreciating what he's done and what he's brought. But he changed my mind very quickly. And it's fun. It's fun to go to the arena again. Yeah. You feel like you have a chance every night. I'm way too much of a fan. It affects my mood. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
you one of actually, us. You like part me.
Part of the Twitter thing with Kenny was, you know, one of the nights I was frustrated with Luke Walton, and I went off, and Kenny replied something back. I guess he disagreed.
Luke Walton got me.
Hey, see, that's what you get. Hey, that's why. All this Captain Save a Luke. Bobby had had enough
damn
of it.
Luke Walton.
I think that's what did him in for me too.
I think my mom blocked me because of Luke Walton as well.
I think I can confirm that. Yeah, I can confirm that.
So I'm happy, man. I mean, it's I enjoy it. Domas is great. Fox has stepped up. The way it worked out, you know, with the trade, I wouldn't have done that trade. But the way that the trade has worked out, you know, obviously I'm not mad about it at all. And I think Domas is going to be an all-star. And I think Fox is, you know, it's going to be close. I think it's going to be right down to the wire. One of the guys you guys were talking about earlier that you didn't mention was SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, he's a lock.
I think he's going to be a lock. So so now we're really talking about, you know, Booker, Dame, Ja.
Well, I think it's Dame. What did we decide? Dame, Ja, SGA, and then the one spot is open.
That people would think that would go to Booker.
Right.
But, it's open. We'll see what happens.
And I kind of wonder if CJ's a wild card now.
That would be a travesty.
CJ McCollum could be in there. Anthony Edwards could be in there. Are they going to call Anthony Edwards a guard, or are they going to call him a forward? You know, if you could slide him into the front court, maybe that. But then, you know, there's going to be AD voters, even though he's missed a bunch of games.
Yeah.
And I'm totally with you guys about, you know, I'm looking at it here, man. Booker's played 29 of 50 games. That's 58%. Mm. I mean, if you got a 58% on a test, that's an F.
Right. Straight up. So, yeah, I look, and these guys, you brought up Ant-Man, and that's another person that's gaining steam as of late. And, you know, we love Anthony Edwards here. We love his game. But I don't think – I don't hate to say it like this, but I don't feel like he should be rewarded for them falling back the way they have. And Fox not being rewarded for helping bring his team to a level they haven't seen in so many years.
That might be the Kings record might actually be the thing that gets Fox into the All-Star game, you know?
Absolutely.
That might give him the nod over one of those guys.
As it should, because the argument has been in the past as part of the reason he didn't get one before.
Right.
Right.
It was wins, losses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for sure. Hey, Bobby, I wanted to ask you a question. And it's, I mean, you saying that you weren't a proponent of the trade before, there's nothing wrong with that. Tyrese Haliburton is a hell of a ball player. I, to a certain degree, didn't want to see him go either. I knew you had to give up something to get something. But you and others that said, hey, man, I don't like this. I want Tyrese to stay. I get it. When did that change for you? Was it immediately? Did it take this year, or, you know, like when it was like, ooh, I didn't want to give up Tyrese, but this is a bonus, dude. He's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I think I had a real feel for how good Sabonis was, but I was just worried about trading a guard for a big, you know what I mean, in this day and age. And so I would say probably sometime this year when I really saw how much they were running the offense through Sabonis and utilizing him. I mean, I think right when they first made the trade, our buddy Alvin Gentry might have only played Sabonis like minutes in the 20s, the first couple games or something like that. It was just like, what are we doing, man? This dude is bona fide. You know, you don't come in and split time with another center when you have Domantas Sabonis. So I would say sometime this year when I really started to see the results of the winning, you know, and Haliburton's going to be great, but what it did, and he is great, but what it did is it really unlocked Fox, right? I mean, Fox has to have the ball in his hands. And so it was one of those rare trades, I think, that worked out good for everybody.
Yeah, and rightfully so, focusing on, you know, the Domas stuff. like he traded Marvin back. Like Trey Lyles came back in that. Like Trey Lyles has been a phenomenal pickup for this team.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
And you've been through so many different rosters, man. This bench, you know, they have like down points. Obviously, Trey has been really consistent. Malik is so energetic. Like, how would you compare this bench to some of the, you know, the ones of great teams past?
I think it's right there with them. You know, the real glory years, right? You had Bobby Jackson, who was coming off the bench, could have been a starter. I kind of feel that way about Monk. You know, I think Monk in certain situations would be a starter on a lot of teams in the NBA. He's an underrated passer, playmaker. I'm a little bit befuddled with some of his misses lately from the perimeter, because I know he's a better shooter than he's been. You know, a guy who's like somewhere hovering around 90% career from the free throw line. So I think, you know, in that sense, I've always liked having a guy come off the bench that can just light it up. And I think Monk is that guy. Herter's been good. And, you know, I think Terrence Davis is a good player, too. Probably would get more minutes on a lot of other rosters. But in this situation, you know, he's just kind of stuck behind those two guys. So it'll be interesting to see if they stand pat or maybe make a minor move here or there, you know, before the trade deadline to possibly make something happen. But I don't know. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, it's funny because I was going to ask you, how do you feel about that? Right. I was just about to say, like, because we had this discussion yesterday about, you know, needing to make a trade. I'll put it to you like this. If trade deadline comes and goes and they don't make a deal, do you feel worried about their chances of being in the top six or anything like that?
No, actually, you know, chemistry is a fragile thing, right? I mean, you know, you don't know how you got it. You don't know how you lost it sometimes. And so and we saw that with the Shump trade, you know, a few years back. They had it and then they lost it real quick. I don't think that I would mess with it. I think they're riding with house money right now. Mm-hmm. And if they make the playoffs, it's going to be good enough for everybody in Sacramento. I mean, obviously you want to win a championship and you want to do everything you possibly can, but what are we talking about here? We're talking about bringing in somebody who probably is going to play, what, 12 to 15 minutes a game, like that. Right. Is he going to take Davion's minutes offensively? That'd be cool. But defensively, you know, Davion does things that others just can only dream of. So, and he affects games. I mean, we all can see that, right? Yeah. So, it depends on what kind of move it is. If it was a minor move, you know, if you could add someone like, I'm just throwing this out there. Let's say you could get DeLon Wright. I would think that he's comparable as a defender and probably a little step up offensively, as a truer backup to Fox. I'd be down for something like that.
Former King DeLon Wright.
What's that?
Former King DeLon Wright.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But, and I think he was someone everyone loved. Like when he was traded, it was like,
why did he get traded?
What?
Yeah. I think they thought they had a crowd. Right. They thought they had a crowd.
Understandable.
That was Tyrese.
Yeah.
Fox,
yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And they did have a crowd.
Right.
They did. They had a lot of point guards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you could do something like that, that might be cool. If you could get a little bit better at the backup center spot, maybe. But again, I think that might mess things up. And I think Chimezie's done a really fantastic job. And Rashawn is, we all know Rashawn's better than he's shown, you know, in the last year or so.
Yeah.
So I'm optimistic.
We keep talking about you. Sidebar just for a quick second on Davion, because again, we not overhyping this. Like, you're a draft guy. You dive into these guys leading into the draft. And I'm going to ask you a bad broadcast journalist question. I'm going to ask it anyways.
All right.
Is there another level, like, is there another level for Davion? Or is this just who he is?
I think there is. You know, he is older than some of the other prospects. What is he, 24 now or something like that? Yeah, so, you know, you'd love for that outside shot to go in with more consistency. But I still think when he has such a low center of gravity, and when he drives to the basket, I still think that's his best look, you know, offensively. And I'd like to see more of it. You have to take those shots though, in the NBA, if you're open from the 3-point line, the ball comes to you, you know, as Doug would say, Doug Christie, you know, a shot created by a teammate must be taken. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. So he has to pull the trigger on some of those, but maybe he could turn down one or two in the flow where he just pulls up in favor of getting to the basket. I'd like to see that a little bit more. And defensively, though, I think he's elite, actually, you know, on the defensive end. I think he's one of those dudes.
Absolutely. Somebody mentioned this the other day. Here's the benefit of the way the Kings have started or played this first half of the season. This is one way of looking at it. Maybe this is a glass half full way of looking at it. If the Kings finish 500, play 500 ball the rest of the way, they finish the season 7 games over .500.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'll take it.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't have to be extraordinary the rest of the way. They've put money in the bank up until this point, and now you play 500 ball the rest of the way, you're 7 games over .500 for the season.
Does that get you the 3?
I don't know about 3. I think it gets you to 4, though, for sure. It's either one of those. It gets you
above six or above.
That's
the biggest concern. Like, we're getting greedy right now, talking like 3 and 4, which is great. But the Kings have got to be top 6.
Yes.
Yeah, and if they do that, I think everybody in Sacramento will say, okay, this was a successful season, for this year. And then in the summer, then maybe you address, you know, whatever you want to do to try to take that next step. But right now, let's cross this hurdle. Let's get into the playoffs. I probably wouldn't mess with it, you know, if I was Monty McNair, again, unless I knew it was a high quality, you know, character guy coming here and going out of here with someone who's not going to, you know, it's not going to tear up the team or something, some vital part of the chemistry.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey on KIFM West Sacramento, 98.5 FM, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, driven by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge, always live on the free Odyssey app. Bobby Gerald with us here on the show, hanging out, talking Kings basketball. We're talking about messing with it now. And we're obviously enjoying this ride that we're on. I can't wait to start having conversations about the offseason.
Yeah.
Because you know the way we all get. It's like, all right, what are you going to do next?
Yeah.
How are you going to accomplish that? And I think those are going to create some, because Bobby, we're of the feeling, like, whether they make a move or not, I think we're all under the belief if there's a move to be made, it's probably something smaller. Like, there's not a Devontae Sabonis, Tyrese Halliburton deal out there.
No,
it's and it almost feels like shade, but it's the name, Mason Plumlee, Naz Reid. Like, that's what we're talking about here. With the potential deal.
Naz Reid, yes. Mason Plumlee. No.
Oh, you're Mason Plumlee.
Bobby. Okay. The fresh perspective. Why are you off Mason Plumlee?
I don't know. I mean, what does he make? He gets paid pretty well, right?
I feel like it's 6 point something.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
But he's expiring. That could be wrong.
Okay.
Jesse's looking it up right now.
All right. Well, then that's a little more.
But it is expiring. So you'll pay a fraction of that over the final 30 games.
I don't know. Does Mason Plumlee move the needle?
See,
that
no.
Much?
Like, that's and that's the thing. That's the thing we keep getting stuck on is, whatever your faults are with the Kings, like, if you're frustrated that they're, you know, they don't play defense or they're inconsistent, like, all right, cool. Yeah, Naz Reid is not going to change that. Mm-hmm. Like, Mason Plumlee is not going to change that. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever you're bringing in, it's all about the lead-in to the playoffs. This was the conversation we were having with Joe yesterday. It's all about the lead-in. It's about making sure Domas doesn't have to play 42 minutes a night just to maintain the 3, 4, 5, or 6 spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I was a little premature with my take there on Mason Plumlee, to be honest with you. So,
that's all right. But your point is,
it's 8.5. The official number is 8.5.
Your point is valid. Like, I would take Mason Plumlee on the squad, like, no issues. But this is what I kept saying the other night, kind of what Damian said. And like I said, I'm not saying bench players don't matter. I'm not saying that, but we'd making a big old fuss over a guy that, like you said, is going to play 12 to 15 minutes a game and probably would never play in the last 6 minutes of a game.
Like, well, definitely not Mason Plumlee, because he can't shoot a free throw. So.
Right, can't shoot a free throw. And who coming off the court? Keegan?
Right.
Not Sabonis. Like, he's not playing in crunch time. So I kept saying yesterday, and I understand the people who, you know, want to make a move. I'm not against making a move. What I'm saying is, I think the fate of this team's season is with the guys that are on the roster. Like, if they're not playing defense or they're struggling with defense, they got to play better defense. Like, they're going to have to do it. There's not going to be a savior to come in there and balance everything out and fix it. They've got to figure something out. And that's kind of where my stance was.
I mean, Plumlee is – he's a good passer. You know, so maybe in that sense you could be a little more seamless with that fit because, you know, Chemezi and Rashawn, you're not getting that kind of passing game from them at all. Mm-hmm. And Plumlee's proven that he – you know, I think he's a guy with – over a 2-to-1 assist to turnover ratio this season. So you give him a chance to come in there and maybe it's a little more seamless as far as your offense goes, because I mean, we see the change when Domas is out of the game. It's like, oh my goodness, they pass it to the high post and people are cutting, but the ball's not moving. And it's just not the same. I mean, yeah. Domas he's a surgeon there with what he's doing in the high post.
Yeah. And we saw in the game that he missed a week or so ago with an illness that not only is it lacking when Domas isn't in there, it took them a lot of time to get adjusted to Sabonis not being in there. Bobby, it was like they were playing a completely different type of game. They were trying to play the regular game, and then at some point it was like, yeah, this isn't working. We have to change what we're doing. And to their credit, they did, and they wound up winning that one. But it took them a while.
He's a lot like, you know, I think he's a better player than Vlade was, but is a lot like Vlade as far as, you know, what he's able to do there from that position. You throw him the ball and you get some cutters going. And if you cut, he will find you. Yeah. You know, Harrison Barnes has had a huge jump in efficiency because of playing with Domas. I feel like Kevin Huerter, his game exists because of Domas, you know, the screens he sets and the way he's able to pop him open for that straightaway three. You know, there's just so many good things that Domas does. So I really think Domas is going to be an all-star. I don't think there's any question about it. Like I said, I think Fox is going to, you know, it's going to come right down to the wire. I'm hoping that it happens. But, man, having Zion named to the starting team definitely took a spot away.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Bobby, you know, before we get you out of here, I want to know what you think about Keegan Murray. And, you know, we all know he's a good ball player, but I thought he was cool in college. Like, I'd watch his film. He's cool. A kid can play. And he's a lot better than I gave him credit for. Like, he's a lot better than I gave him credit for. He's a hell of a shooter. Maybe a lot better shooter than I gave him credit for coming out of Iowa. And he just continues to grow every game. How have you thought about his rookie year? And what'd you think about him coming in?
I liked him. He was my pick necessarily, but I liked him. I guess I was one of those guys who kind of fell into that ceiling conversation. There was a lot of pushback about about, you know, the ceilings of some of these different guys, and I think myself and a few others touched a nerve with some of the people in the front office because they seem to keep bringing that up. But I mean, he's definitely proven that he is an excellent basketball player, and there's no reason to think that he's not going to get better going forward. I mean, you just look at the things that he does. You know, how many times have you seen a rookie that can come in and log the kind of minutes he does, play with that kind of consistency, hit the outside shot, make veteran plays? He looks like a guy who's been playing for many years already in the NBA to me. And he can definitely improve his efficiency. Mike Brown's been on him about the rebounding. The rebounding's gotten better. You know, they got on him a little bit about finishing around the rim. You get to the rim, man, you got to try to throw somebody in there, you know, in the hoop with you, you know, instead of just laying it up. And I think he's getting better about that with the aggression. You know, give him a off season in the summer and let him get a little more tone and tight and gain some strength too. I think that's going to help. So I think Monty McNair hit a home run there. And, you know, my guy would have been Shaedon Sharpe, honestly.
Hey, but, you know, look at y'all. Buddy.
Come on, let's go. That boy Shaedon is crazy.
Right. We're on a different, you know, timeline. And Shaedon Sharpe still may be 3-4 years down the road. He still may be something ridiculous where you look back and say, wow, okay, everybody messed up on that.
Yeah. I've heard people talking about, like, T-Mac.
Context is so important, though. Like, not everyone has 3-4 years
we certainly do.
Yeah, this team absolutely doesn't.
Keegan was the right guy for this team right now. Yep. But, you know, I always say, let's go back to Tyreek Evans' rookie year. And I would say maybe even the second year, if you ask people point blank, would you rather have Tyreek or Steph Curry? They'd say Tyreek Evans. I think 9 out of 10 would have said Tyreek Evans. But things change, right? I mean, you know, it's those with the will improve. And that's something that you can, you know, scouting is a moving target. I always say that. It's what you thought about a guy in summer, it could be completely different by January if they're really, you know, in the right mix. Situations matter, all those different things. There's so many subtleties and nuances of the game that can make, you know, someone fit better. I mean, if Keegan was on another team that wasn't trying to fight for wins, he could probably have better offensive numbers. You know, if he was in Jabari Smith Jr.'s situation, I think he'd probably have a higher scoring average and higher rebounding average and all that kind of stuff. But he's here. He has to fit in with these veterans, and I think he's been doing a fantastic job of it.
Why I take Tyreek Evans over Steph Curry. Next on First.
Did you hear that bar from Bobby, though? Those with the will to improve will improve. I might have to steal that from Drake bars right there. That was a bar right there.
Dude, that's one of my mantras. I have a few of them tucked away here, you know, so over the years. That's
the double entendre with the – oh, my gosh. That's what we're doing.
Bobby, this was a blast, man. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate
you. You guys are the best. I listen all the time, and I really appreciate it. I think your show's important in Sacramento. And just overall, you guys do a great job. Kenny, I'm sorry it took us this long to talk to each other and smile with one another. And Damian, you already know how I feel about you, brother.
Yes, indeed.
This is going to
be the
first time of many,
Bobby.
Man. First time
you know
of
what?
Many. My
this,
guy,
this conversation was so – I'm going to go unblock you right now.
Well, just, I'm going to go if you can change, he can change. We all can change.
Appreciate
now, is that a wrestling reference?
Was that Rocky?
That was
Rocky
a movie.
Four.
Yeah, that was Rocky in front of the –
there was a little bit of a generational thing, and I don't do the wrestling right, so you know. You know how it is. Like, I told Damian before, I was like, you need some old soul in your show. Come to me, and I'll provide that. But I don't know about the wrestling.
That's all right. That's all right, Bobby.
You're the man, Bobby.
We appreciate you, my man. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.